Hello and welcome to this AAT podcast on an introduction to plain English. My name is Tracy Sinclair and I am a corporate executive coach and professional development consultant. I have been working with the AAT's staff, branch network and members for the last 13 years. This particular podcast is one of a mini-series of five in total, around the topic of effective business writing techniques within the workplace. This is the second business writing mini-series. The first one covered the following topics: a summary of effective business writing, planning to write, writing accurately, writing briefly, and writing clearly. Please do refer back to that mini-series if any of those topics are of interest to you. During these recordings, there may also be an opportunity for you to complete an exercise for yourself, or to take a little time for thinking. Please therefore feel free to pause the recording at any relevant point for this purpose. During the course of this recording, we will cover the following areas. What is plain English? Why write in plain English? And is writing in plain English a new idea? An introduction to plain English. What is plain English? One way to answer this is to explain what plain English is not, and to destroy some myths about it. Plain English is not a childish or overly simplistic, the cat sat on the mat style of writing. All kinds of documents, web pages, reports, legal documents, letters, emails, leaflets, can be written in plain English without being patronising or overly simple. It is not an amateurish way of writing. Indeed, many senior managers and professional people always write in plain English. It does not mean cutting out important information or altering the meaning of what you have to say. Most insurance companies nowadays produce policies in plain English that explain everything fully. The use of plain English does not outlaw new words or long words. A conversational phrase or a technical term may well be the best way to express something. Neither insists on perfect grammar, nor suggests good grammar is unimportant. It does not dumb down the English language. Writing literature and writing for business are different. Business does not have time for long-winded, hard-to-understand documents. Information must be conveyed quickly and simply. It is not as easy to write as you may think, as old habits die hard. Why write in plain English? Although in the past, lots of organisations have used a stuffy and unfriendly style of writing, many now recognise how important it is to write in plain English. Long-winded and unclear documents waste time, resources and money, and people have a right to understand the documents that affect their lives. The advantages of plain English are that it helps you to get your message across quickly. It is friendlier. It is easier to understand. You waste less time explaining your message. People will be able to follow your instructions correctly. And it gives a better impression of both you and your organisation. Plain English meets the needs of the reader. It cuts out words that are unnecessary and avoids jargon, technical terms, as well as long and ambiguous sentences. The aim is always to convey the message in a straightforward and simple way. Is writing in plain English a new idea? No. Even in ancient times, writers distinguished between complex and straightforward writing. Marcus Cicero, who was considered to have one of the best brains in Roman times, said that simple language was best for conveying information. And Shakespeare, always one to find something to parody, poked fun at people who used long words and pretentious language to impress others. See Much Ado About Nothing for this. In protest against many obscure official documents that have been written down the years, Chrissy Mayer publicly shredded hundreds of official documents in Parliament Square in London, 1979. In doing so, she founded the Plain English Campaign. The organisation encourages people to write business documents in simple, straightforward, and unpretentious language, and awards its crystal mark to documents that meet this standard. This concludes the podcast on an introduction to plain English. I do hope you have found this useful, and thank you very much for listening.